With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified woman who works at an unidentified children's toy store. I don't even know if there's any toy stores open anymore, but she is still working at one. But our honoree recently shared her story on Reddit, and she explained she'd grown sick of the two CDs that her employers deemed quote-unquote suitable to play over the store's loudspeakers, so she decided to update the playlist with what she thought were similarly suitable songs. And anyone who works in retail can relate to this already, right? You can work at Target, you can work at Fred Meyer, you can work at Starbucks. They play that same crap over and over and over. And listen, I feel bad for all of you around Christmas time if you do not like Christmas music, because no matter where you work, that's all they're going to play, in spite of how stupid all those songs are. But anyway, she said, look, I made a playlist, went to Spotify with family-friendly tunes. Well, they opened up the store, and 2 hours into her shift, she realized that Spotify had perhaps done her dirty. As she put it, quote, I'm counting an insane amount of $5 bills up front when all of a sudden the speakers start blaring and my blood runs cold. I look up and I see looks of horror on the faces of mothers and innocent children. Now, what's the song that could possibly pop on that just absolutely should not play? And sure, you can name a bunch of rap songs because maybe there's a lot of cursing, etc., etc. Now, in this case, the song that filled that toy store with the children in there, none other than that paragon of locution that is the Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion duet, WAP. If you don't know the song, do you have that little snippet? We can't even play that much. So maybe you know what the WAP, W-A-P, already stands for. And so we have a coworker who is, he was familiar with the idea of the song, but had never heard the song. So Mike played the song for him a little bit earlier, and his mouth popped open, and I handed him the lyric sheet, and he just stared at it and said, oh my God. So you can't even get deep into the song. I'll just start with her opening lines. I said, certified freak, 7 days a week, wet ass, and then it goes from there. And kids, the song is not about a cat that was thrown into a pool. That's all you need to know. And the thing is, if you read through all these lyrics, it gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
So here you are.
It depends
the kids
on what your version
store,
is of worse.
But, and you're having, you know, N-bomb get up in there to my wet ass, etc.
It's wholesome and precious.
It is both of those things. At any rate, she did finally manage to get the music off, but not before everyone in the store was aware of what was playing. So what she did, and I like her thinking here. She said, look, there's nothing you can do about it. It's already out there. But she offered free gift wrapping, unlimited number of items to anyone who was in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And she still has her job. And do you know what that means? She didn't tell her manager. So we drink to her.
I was going to say, you know, some little kid in there was like breaking it down. Like,
oh, yeah. I noticed too.
I know it from TikTok.
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch-ola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you know to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brooklyn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola, Brooklyn. All right, Brooklyn.
I've never been lucky enough to play Profile This before.
Man, I can hear the excitement in your voice, and frankly, it's overwhelming.
Brooke, did you change your name to Brooklyn from the last time we talked to you? Are you Brooklyn now instead of Brooke?
Well, either or, whatever's clever.
Okay.
You didn't fool anyone. All right, yeah. Brooklyn, you understand how this here game is played?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, as always, and you probably know this, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with drugs.
Drugs it is.
All right, drugs.
Yeah, the smooth sound of Huey Lewis. All right, here's your story. We go to LaGrange, Indiana, where a man shot up the inside of his own home after imagining that people were trying to break in and steal some of his belongings. This happened this past weekend. Police began their investigation after receiving a report that a man was yelling and swinging a broom handle on private property. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found a man identified as Mark King, and he was clearly under the influence of drugs. They had determined that he had consumed the drugs on either Friday or Saturday, and that's what triggered the hallucinations. After engaging in a gun battle with the imaginary people inside of his home, he then went to a neighbor's house, where he went inside the garage and broke a window because he threw his gun at it. He then left the garage, and that's when the police found him. Now, he was taken to the hospital where he was treated and then later released to police. He gave written consent to a search of his property where police found the interior of his house had multiple bullet holes that came from inside. He faces charges of possession and possession of drug paraphernalia. The question is, what drug was homie on? Was it PCP, methamphetamine, bath salts, or heroin?
Either want to say PCP or bath salts. I think you can hallucinate on both of those, if I'm not mistaken.
I would agree with that.
I've heard bath salts are pretty intense and pretty messed up and pretty horrible. I'm going to go with bath salts.
Brooklyn, I'm going to join you because it seems like every time bath salts is on here as an option, it is the answer.
Where was he at again?
Nice.
Indiana. LaGrange, Indiana.
How?
Mm-hmm. That's a ZZ Top reference.
Apologies.
What do you guys think?
I'm going to go PCP.
Okay.
It's Indiana, man. Bite. One thing I know about Indiana is every time I'm there, I smoke PCP.
Yeah.
I've also never been there.
Brooke, don't call me Brooklyn. Are you going to stick with bath salts as your final answer?
I think so. Sounds like a house rule.
All right, well, we're going to find out if this guy was on PCP, meth, bath salts, or heroin next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Profile This takes us to Indiana. We got a guy there who shoots up his own home. He's paranoid. He thinks he's seeing stuff. He thinks someone is breaking into his house. No one's there. Then he went to the neighbors, and he broke into their garage. shot his own place up, the one next door. Question is, when they searched this guy's home, what was it, in fact, that he was on? Was it PCP, meth, bath salts, or heroin?
And Brooklyn/Brooke, that's the question we asked you. Before we get to the answer, Brooklyn, I want to share with you some of the comments that came in since you've called, all right?
Yeah.
Says Brooklyn is way too excited, followed by, boy, I bet Brooklyn is a bundle of fun in the bedroom, which deep down I suspect you are. And then my favorite says, I love Brooke/Brooklyn. She's always consistent, and I would love to smoke some jazz cabbage with her.
House to be, yeah. A plus for everybody.
Brooklyn, I got to know, are you really exciting in the bedroom?
I mean, I've heard that I am, but I don't really know because I'm just monotone. So.
Okay, yeah. You're on your phone.
That's just what I go with.
Is it worse than to sleep with someone who's excited but monotone? Because then you'd want them to shut up like, oh, my God, this is fantastic. Oh, my God. Like, hey, thanks. Just
the pleasure is unbelievable.
But don't worry. You would never say that if you slept with me.
You're taking me to new heights.
Oh, no.
I feel like I'm on a different planet.
I'll just get extra sarcastic with it and turn super monotone if that's even possible. But, you know.
Yeah, try not to be sarcastic during sex. I feel like I like sarcasm a lot, but I do feel like in that moment, I just try to be a little more, you know.
I thought you were being sarcastic. No, you're not supposed to put that there.
I think you should be a...
exactly.
I think you should be a 911 operator. Yeah, what's your emergency?
You will calm everyone. Oh, my house is on fire!
Yeah, well, okay. What do you really like in there?
Oh, yeah.
Run in and grab
that.
Just grab that and then go out and wait on the sidewalk. Someone will be there.
They're coming. All right, Brooklyn,
I'm glad we're all on the same page.
We're on the Brooklyn page. All right, so the question we asked you, what drug was this guy on? Dude had imaginary people in his home. He pulls out his gun, shoots up the inside of his own house, then takes his gun and throws it through his neighbor's garage window. I'm sure they're like, awesome, dude, thanks.
That's what you do when you're out of bullets.
That's you know what, you're right.
I learned that in Doom.
So the question is, PCP, meth, bath salts, or heroin, which one is he on? Now, you made the very rational decision, said bath salts. Miles agreed, said, look, bath salts, we don't know much about bath salts other than the stories we hear, and the stories are 100% crazy. Not even just bad. Like, they're crazy and then crazy bad. However, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Brooklyn. I owe you some mad loving.
Try not to sound disappointed.
PCP.
No. It was not PCP. Believe it or not.
That's really concerning me.
The drug they were on when they saw imaginary people, methamphetamine.
Forgot about the gun.
Yeah, there it is.
Throwing a gun. You've been on a long meth bender.
Brooklyn, by the way, before I let you go, comments are still coming in. One says, Brooklyn, calm down. Someone else says, laughter in the bedroom is okay, but no pointing. Just remember that. And finally, I like this one. Based on you, it says, I just had a sargasm.
Awesome.
All any time.
I'm totally
Brooklyn.
Using that one.
It was really good talking
totally
to you.
Yeah, I'm totally using
again.
That one.
You got any gum?
All right.
Okay.
God bless her. I love that woman.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Someone else says she's a female Tom Shane.
Your choice is today. Conan O'Brien.
Gotta
stop. He just goes by Conan.
Conan.
I want to call him Conan. Make him tougher.
Seth Meyers.
Seth's on the list.
Mr. Meyers.
Mr. Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Shut up, Mike.
Bless you.
Mike,
you just COVIDed the whole freaking thing. Me and Ted just got tested.
I did not.
We're trying to do a professional broadcast.
We're clean over here.
I covered my mouth.
Do you mind if I keep going?
No. Who else?
You got anything else you got to get out?
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have professional team of writers who come up with their monologues each and every night. And it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be the Ted Smith original as we've all been sprayed in COVID?
That's a good point. Miles and I are the only two that actually got tested.
Yeah. We know for a fact that we're okay. That's why we shared a soda earlier.
I'll have to keep you guys guessing. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I don't feel great. Can't smell anything.
Scientists right now are baffled. Over in Spain, killer whales are ramming boats in orchestrated attacks, but they don't know why.
Orchestrated. Sorry.
Jokes are about timing throw.
And you wrote this one and you realized that that was a better joke. So I'm just going to say the Ted Smith.
Looking at you, SeaWorld. That was the joke. Why the orcas are fighting back.
The Ted Smith.
Hit,
or orca.
Hit the damn music. The makers of Marshmallow Treat Peeps recently announced due to the coronavirus pandemic, they will no longer be producing any candy during Halloween. So kids, if you want some Peeps for Halloween, you'll just have to eat the ones you never touched from last year.
We'll get some Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
That's Seth Meyers.
The makers of the Marshmallow Treat Peeps recently announced that due to the coronavirus pandemic, they will not produce any candy during Halloween. So kids, if you want some Peeps this Halloween, you'll just have to eat the ones you never touched from last year.
Peeps announced they will not produce any Halloween or Christmas candy, which raises the question, who is eating Peeps for Halloween or Christmas?
Ted Smith, that's an Easter joke.
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh. No Peeps for Halloween or Christmas, which raises the question, who is buying Peeps for Halloween and Christmas?
It is an Easter candy.
I know, but Peeps is your joke. Like, there's two guys that did Peeps jokes. I figured that was right in your wheelhouse.
I'm peeped off.
Mm-hmm.
Someone broke into a house in Ontario, Canada over the weekend. They didn't steal anything, but they did poop in the dishwasher.
Oh!
Sounds like before you broke into the house, somebody broke his heart.
Vito Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. Damn. For real, somebody pooped this.
Oh, yeah, pooped in their dishwasher.
That's what I was trying to think. The only way I could figure you'd be that angry is like if somebody broke up with you. You're like, the hell with it. I'm pooping in the
technically,
dishwasher.
You know them, you hate them, yes.
It should clean all the way out.
How many times do you run your dishwasher before you're comfortable putting your dishes in a dishwasher that a stranger pooped
in? You just have to put that blue liquid in like you keep your combs in.
I'm buying a new dishwasher.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I can't. I got a mental block with that.
I have used a dryer that had poop in it once.
A story at 6. We're close.
Home Depot announced they will not offer Black Friday sales due to the coronavirus pandemic, but instead offer discounts from November to December. While Kmart announced everything will be free and the first 500 customers get a switchblade.
Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Home Depot recently announced that they will not offer Black Friday sales due to the coronavirus pandemic and will instead offer discounts from November to December, while Kmart announced that everything's going to be free and the first 500 customers also get a switchblade.
A new survey says that because of the pandemic, 71% of Americans would not feel safe in a movie theater. Don't worry. Every movie theater has been thoroughly cleaned by a teenager with an old mop.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
Well, get this. A new survey found that because of the pandemic, 71% of Americans said they wouldn't feel safe in a movie theater right now. Don't worry. Every movie theater has been thoroughly cleaned by a teenager with an old mop.
And as somebody that used to be a janitor, the whole mop situation I never really got. Because I'm just slugging that bucket around all day. During my shift. It's like at some point, water's already kind of dirty.
Mm-hmm. Here's the truth of what people need to feel comfortable. It has to show evidence that it was wet recently and just have that smell.
You just need right? to pledge.
Think about the bartender that walks around.
Thanks, Cardi.
Yeah. That's it. Just needs to have a sheen on it.
Was it wet a while ago?
Smell.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm kind of joking. Like, I shockingly enough, when I was a janitor, I kept my floor very clean. But yeah, like, you have to keep that bucket clean. Like, a lot of places you go, it's like, I can look at that water. Like, man, we ain't doing crap here.
How many times have you been to a bar? And there's different bars do better at this, but they're like, oh, hey, man, someone was just sitting here. Let me wipe it down for you. You're like, yeah, no problem. And they take the rag to wipe it down, and all you smell is whatever they cleaned 4 days ago.
Right, you smell that damp thing, like when you take your clothes out of the washer that you forgot 3 days ago.
Yeah. That's why, I'm with you. When I worked
all those were the bar days.
Those were the days.
I'll take that crappy rag at this point.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can wipe everything down with a crappy rag, and I'm sitting down eating.
Welcome to crappy rags.
I'm fine with that.
We're kind of clean.
It's good enough for me.
put this on.
Can I have a draft beer, please?
For the first time in existence, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade is going to be TV only. Now, when I first read this, I thought it was going to be canceled completely.
Sure.
Luckily, it's not. There'll still be balloons, floats. You know, I don't give a crap.
You know what else?
For my mom. It'll make her feel better.
I don't know. Right. My mother, too. Dude, I don't get it. They love parades.
They can't stop shutting down every street in Manhattan. There'll still be some people who will come down and check it out, for sure. Like on the side streets, people in their apartments, people in their buildings.
Well, I was say, I think mainly people that live in those apartments and stuff, they're going to still.
The problem is when you transport a high school marching band from Oklahoma to spend, you know, 40 people in a hotel room in New York City.
Well, they're not going to have, so that's the deal. There will be some performances, but there's no spectators, and the performances, they're not walking through the streets.
Oh, okay. So they're going to have a stage or something? Maybe?
Right. So the only thing I could figure is, or maybe, like, instead of having the Rockettes do it in front of Radio City Music Hall, like, maybe they just are inside at their normal place.
Yeah, because the Rockettes have not been hanging out lately. They're going to be off.
Ooh, that would
be
shocking.
I mean, Broadway's shut down. I mean, they're not
I'm not limber enough to kick my legs up.
Like, I can't get it up to my shoulder anymore. I mean, I put on like a COVID-15 like everyone else.
COVID-15?
15 pounds of COVID.
Oh, I got you right. I'm like, 15?
But not only that, like, do you guys know the one other group that does basically the Rockettes? Think about it.
The one group that basically does the Rockettes.
I don't know that they give them credit for it, but it's legit the same kick.
I don't.
Do we know who these people, have we heard of these people?
Before? Yeah, they're super famous.
Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
Exactly.
I was kind of joking, but it's the only thing I could picture where they're kicking their legs up.
I was going to say punters.
Right, but the Cowboy Cheerleaders, are they called Cowgirls?
No, I've never heard them called
Dallas
Cowgirls.
Cowboy Cheerleaders.
Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
But they're famous for their leg kick, too. But like,
All right,
I used to watch the first couple episodes of Making the Squad, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
I wonder
there was
why.
A show about it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't remember the show?
No.
I never watched it, but I remember the show. Jesus.
If you want a hot blonde in Dallas, just go to Costco.
I might move.
I'm telling you what, Dallas has, there's nobody going out without looking pretty.
Well, without looking made up.
Made up, yes, but still better than most people.
I will say this, don't go to Dallas, specifically the Red River Shootout, which is Texas and Oklahoma playing in Dallas, and that's an Oklahoma fan while they call it that. None of them knew.
Really?
Yeah. No, no, no. Like, you're... I was pissed.
God damn it, someone answer me.
Here comes the history police. What fun is he?
I'm just saying, Mike's a Washington State fan. I would have to imagine if you meet most Cougar people, they go, why do they call it the Apple Cup? They're like, well, it's Washington State. We have apples.
Yeah, no, it's because someone got poisoned with applesauce back in the day, and they thought it was somebody from UW.
Actually, you know what, Miles? Now that I tell story out loud, I left out a part. I was asking them why Oklahoma State is called Bedlam, and they didn't know that.
Ah.
So now I am the history police. Moving on. Anyhow, watch the parade on your TV.
Or do what I do.
The same way you've always watched it. It doesn't change anything for you.
I mean, look, honestly, you could just run one back.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying yesterday. Like, it's the Macy's Day Parade. Like, somebody's going to be like, oh, that's totally the Cats performance from 04.
So what?
Yeah, like,
I mean, I want to hear Lionel Richie sing from, like, 1985. You got that footage? Break it out.
Yeah. That's
the soul glow.
It doesn't matter.
He's definitely dancing on the feeling, or on the ceiling.
Dancing on the feeling. Is that Shannon Sharp?
Dancing on the feeling. So an interesting story here. Jason Momoa. We all know him as a very attractive man.
That is one way to describe it.
Also,
I would say the guy from, you know, whatever, man.
He's the guy who got skinny in the Super Bowl commercial.
That's right. Lost all that weight.
Oh, man. God, that was creepy.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great, great commercial.
It was. So there's a book coming out next month about the Game of Thrones and the untold story of the epic series. It's called Fire Cannot Kill a Dragon. So it covers the whole series. But an interesting story is when his character, Kale... Drago?
Kale? They named him
Carl? Carl?
Carl.
Carl Drago.
Cal.
It was Carl. Yes.
Carl.
If you watch Game of Thrones, it's, and I am Carl.
Kale, why don't you Caesar yourself?
And Daenerys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the interesting thing. At this time, Jason Momoa is playing his character, but Daenerys was played by an actress named Tamsin Merchant. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the girl that, or was it the famous woman you know now, Amelia Clark.
Right.
Mm. So anyhow, basically they're having a sex scene. They're naked. Suddenly the video guy starts to laugh. A horse was getting visibly excited for watching these two humans. There's a horse in this background with an enormous horse thing. So that didn't go well either. The original basically, this is the pilot. The pilot was so bad, they had to reshoot everything and brought in some new actors and actresses. But that's pretty amazing. Like,
amazing? Is that the word you'd use?
I'm trying to film a sex scene.
There's a horse staring at me with an erection. Like, I'm just uncomfortable.
Have you not had sex with an animal in the room?
I have. It's terribly uncomfortable.
Because they know. It
but
doesn't matter the animal.
Had,
they smell it before they see
they
it.
But they don't get an erection. That would change
how do you
everything.
Know?
Sometimes they look like you're just hurting their mother.
Jesus.
But no, I've watched horses have sex. It wasn't a turn on for me.
Looks like they're hurting your mother.
That's what I'm saying. Jason Momoa is so good looking.
It's like watching John Elway have sex with Sarah. Or
and apparently the way they
Sarah
describe
Jessica
it, this horse was not just a regular horse. This horse was doing pretty well for itself.
You ever seen a horse with a small one?
I mean, I've seen them with bigger than others. Those Clydesdales, man, in Williamsburg, they are huge.
Yeah. Well, they eat a lot of hay.
Yeah. That's why Budweiser's such a salty beer.
Oh, all right. There you go. Yeah. The horse was excited. It was a memorable sex scene, but they had to reshoot it. Now you know Amelia Clark is famous.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Steve, I-5 north and 130th, car crash. I-405 southbound at 124th, another car crash.
It's not like people who drove badly suddenly woke up and could magically drive well. Miles, look, if you get injured in a car crash, talk with Ken and creepy Kyle of the Advocates because they're here to help.
That's right, and they'll make sure that you are fairly compensated for your injuries and losses. Hit him up at advocateslaw.com.
And ask Kyle about his air fryer recipes.
Oh, he's got one. Now I definitely don't want one.
Yep, tempura veggies. If you got to eat veggies, this is a good delivery deal.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely.
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course.
Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
One in four kids could face hunger this year due to the coronavirus. This September, visit your local Jack in the Box to help end childhood hunger. Donate $1 to No Kid Hungry and get $1 off a chicken combo meal.
It's not over. If you are still under the stress of COVID and find yourself drinking too much, call Schick-Schedel Hospital now at 800-CRAVING. COVID may not be over, but if you want your addiction to be over, call 800-CRAVING now.
Beer lovers, good news. Mac and Jack's limited release canned African Amber is here to stay. Erupting with flavor, African Amber has become a local mainstay since 1993. See all the special selections at macandjacks.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on everything from fresh food to apparel, home goods, and even electronics? Then shop at Fred Meyer. Use your new or existing My Freddy's Rewards card to unlock personalized savings and in-store specials instantly. Now that's getting you prices that are lower than low. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy five or more participating sale items and you'll save a dollar each with card. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Yeah, we're all pretty sick of masks and physical distancing and way overdue for a good party. But it's not worth betting someone else's life you don't have COVID-19. So protect the people you care about. Keep wearing a mask. Keep hanging out small. Not forever, but for now. And we can beat COVID-19. Learn more at coronavirus.wa.gov. Brought to you by the state of Washington.
Time for my workout. Squats, crunches, push-ups. That's enough push-ups. Think of something else I'd rather be doing. No, stay focused. Jump rope. I got this. While taking a break, use my City Mobile app to set a savings goal for an exercise bike. Nice. Catch myself in the mirror. Flex.
At Citibank, we're ready when you're ready with award-winning banking. Open a high-yield savings account at citi.com/ready. Select markets only.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Feeling singled out because all of your friends are in relationships? It's time to live a life you love. Meet new people while doing the things you love to do or have always wanted to do. Events and Adventures plans over 30 great events for singles every month. From outdoor recreation to indoor celebrations to world vacations. We do all the work. You have all the fun. Events and Adventures is a social club for singles. There's no pressure, no profiles. Everything after that happens naturally. Live a life you love. Get started at eventsandadventures.com.
Events and Adventures knows how to make the most of being single. You have to get social in person. You have to try new things. And most of all, you just have to have fun. Really, the best part about being single is doing what you love. Join Events and Adventures. We've been doing the single life right for over 30 years. We host over 30 exciting events every month. New friends, world travel, and lots of fun. Live a life you love. Get started today at eventsandadventures.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Steve Miggs, and this is the perfect time to get out, take in the amazing views of the Snoqualmie Valley, and enjoy an awesome dining experience and get your gaming on. I'm talking about Snoqualmie Casino. They're open, and they've done a ton of safety upgrades, and they're doing everything they can to keep you safe. You know I'm all about Vista Prime steaks and seafood, and since outdoor dining is available, you get a fantastic meal with some sweet views of the valley. Check out all the safety enhancements and upgrades at snocasino.com and go enjoy yourself. Seattle's closest Snoqualmie Casino.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why so serious? So where's your plastic? You are
wrong. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The Men's Room on the Rock.
Powered by the Advocates, official sponsor of the Men's Room. The last thing anyone expects is to be injured in a car crash. That's why you want the Advocates on your side. Don't get lowballed and taken advantage of by the insurance companies. Call the Advocates today, 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com.
You're in the Men's Room. Text the guys at 77999. 99.9 KISW.
Check out a brand new podcast. Greatest Story Never Told. Steve and I get a chance to tell some of the stories we can't get into in great detail over the air. Greatest Story Never Told. Available now at radio.com. You are listening to the Men's Room.
With Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Canadian Mounties are looking for a truck that stole $250,000 in beef and seven hot tubs. Meanwhile, a Nigerian porn star is arrested at a sacred site for giving friend loving and friendly rubs. Former billionaire has given all his money away and says he couldn't be happier now. A drunk man wakes up on a beach in England and then milks his cow. And a Malaysian man finds his lost phone filled with monkey selfies. It is time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Malaysia, where a young man found his missing phone. He originally thought it had been stolen, but was relieved when he found it in the bushes near his home. All was well until he took a look at his photo gallery, where he found the thief that stole his phone, a monkey.
His phone was stolen.
His phone was indeed stolen. The young man posted photos online and that he claims were taken by the monkey, as well as some out-of-focus and partial selfies taken by the animal. Mm-hmm.
He claims it was taken by the monkey. I saw some of those pictures. The monkey took those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
There's no... Or he's a horrible, horrible photographer.
Monkey took this. In other news, over in England, a man had a little too much fun at the beach. He was caught by a small family as well as the entire beach as he had drank an entire bottle of vodka before staggering around the beach and passing out face down in the sand. After he woke back up, a member of the small family started recording his continued stumbling, and when he eventually dropped trow to relieve himself there on the beach.
Yeah, I read part of that, and a woman was like, I thought he was going to do something funny. Well, he did.
He did. Sorry, you didn't think it was funny.
Yeah.
The family's so put off by the antics, elected to move to a different part of the beach. If I'm not mistaken, he also buried it. I could have sworn I saw images of him, you know, at least cleaning up his mess like a cat, mm-hmm. which I appreciate. Like, if you're going to pee on the beach, all right, cool. It's all salt anyway. Moving on. Strange story out of Canada. Authorities received a report about $230,000 worth of beef that had been stolen.
Beef.
They eventually tracked down the culprit to be a truck driver that had actually picked up the shipment under a fake company name. More to the story, Royal Canadian Mounted Police received another call about 7 hot tubs that had gone missing with, once again, the fake trunk company being given as the delivery crew.
$250,000 worth of beef
right.
and 7 hot tubs.
Right.
This is a party you need to be at.
Absolutely.
You got grilling going on. You got hot tub living afterward. I mean, this to me sounds like an invitation for fun.
I'm with you. That's a power move, too. You know all that beef grilling? Just sitting in his freezer. He's not selling
it. Look, your back deck living. The hot tub's on the back deck. The grill's on the back deck. You're naked on the back deck. You're making steaks. You jump in the hot tub. You come back out. This is living.
Man, I think he's pitching those hot tubs. You know how much electricity that takes? His power bill would be out of this world with 7 hot tubs.
Wow, you don't know how many people are there.
Fair.
Maybe they chip in. I'm with Miles. It's one big party. Hot tubs.
Don't ruin my fantasies.
Sorry.
The next morning, you wake up like a little raisin all dehydrated.
Full of beef. And
you got $230,000 worth of beef in the back of that truck. What is the first thing that you are looking for?
A smoker.
A smoker.
Yeah, not bad. A way to cook it.
Right. I mean, as far as in the meat, but all right. I like your style, Tim. I'm going T-bones.
Ooh. Tomahawks, yeah.
Tomahawks, you know, maybe. Filming has been delayed of a movie being shot in Nigeria as the filmmaker faces criminal charges. He was stopped as he was conducting his recording of his pornographic film right in the middle of a sacred religious forest. The area is home to their goddess of fertility, so they did.
I found ironic.
Well, yeah, that's why you're there.
Right. He was filming a, quote, sex movie.
Oh, yeah. Sex movie.
Sex movie.
It's the best kind of movie there is.
Pornographic film.
I mean, it's porn, right? I'm with Mike. If somebody says that, I feel like they got to be like 80. You're watching one of them sex movies?
You know I am, Grandpa. Close the door.
Your Honor, he was filming a sex movie. Oh, there's a new...
I don't know what happened to him.
He's been a good kid. He used to be. Now he's filming sex movies. I feel like that's something that you film. Never mind. There's now an exclusive piece out of the founder of Duty Free Shopping as he's one step closer to realizing his dream of dying broke. The man was fairly quiet about what he did with his money, but it has been revealed that the man has donated over $8 billion to various charities.
Wow.
He's lived frugally and has always wanted, always had the outlook that you don't take your money with you and has always wanted to die broke, having given all of his money away.
Burn the house down, man.
He's now one step closer to, as he's donated his massive fortune, and he's now technically broke.
I mean, look, it's one thing. I want to die broke. Ooh, who cares? Live broke.
Yeah.
That would impress me. Like, right, you've had billions of dollars. I mean, I hear you. I'm glad you gave it to charity, but, like, you're not a hero. Come on, man.
All right. Let's see. Over in Mississippi, officials are on the lookout for a misbehaving dog.
Mike's saying, I'll take the money.
I'll take the money, but I'm like, if you want to prove something, then live broke. Give away your fortune when you're still living, not at the end of your time. And look, if you got that kind of money, I do think that at the end of my life, certainly it would go to charities and all that. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'd live with that much money, too. Be like, oh, I'm not giving this to anybody.
Granted, you're young, but some of the better stories in your life come from the fact when you have nothing. You know, no matter when you are in that period, like, you've managed to figure out what's up.
But imagine the stories we'd have if we weren't.
Right.
Did he have kids?
I don't know, because that's kind of what I was thinking about, too.
That's what I think would be the funny part.
Kids right. are like, he's not a hero.
Right. What am I going to do?
I still have college loans.
Didn't learn a damn thing either. Let's see, we go over to Mississippi. Officials are on the lookout for a misbehaving dog. After learning about a disruption in one of their fiber optic cables, officials went out to find that find said cable had been chewed on to the point of heavy damage. After checking the security footage, they found that a dog had decided to stop for a moment to have a little chew session, and they're currently on the lookout for the dog and the possible owner and could seek damages.
Oh, my God. Dogs can be a dog.
Come on, man.
Dogs chew everything.
Right, but it killed power to a ton of different people.
He didn't know. True. He didn't mean to.
Well, I mean, I know he didn't mean to.
You need your shoes or the crotch out of your wife's pants. It just happened.
Watch your damn dog.
How's your Brillo pad doing?
He's doing good. He's not chewing fiber optic cables.
You're going to go home tonight and find out wrong.
Probably.
Yeah. Let him out.
He's actually dealing with a little bit of a flea issue. I think we've got it tackled.
Well, you're dealing with a flea issue.
Correct.
Yeah, he's not.
It's my friggin' apartment complex. Somebody up there is just letting their mongrel that's flea bitten in there, and it's not okay.
Oh, I see. It's somebody else's problem.
That is it for your headlines with that. My God, it's out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.